Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, let's talk about our baseball team. Kind of got lost in the shuffle. Big Red Wing playoff push. Draft coming up. Lions uniforms. They're still playing games. Still have a winning record for now.
Yeah.
10-9, the Lions or the Tigers sit today. They're above 500 for now. Are we starting to see water finding its level here? Because they swept the opening series against the White Sox. And I don't want to exaggerate. I think the White Sox could be the worst team in baseball. I think 100 losses is a minimum. I think they could get 110, 115. They could flirt with one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah.
If you take out the White Sox series, the Tigers are two games below 500.
Yeah, but you can't take it out.
No, I know, but like if we're forecasting ahead, they're not going to play the worst team in baseball. They're going to have to be more competitive.
Yeah, but they're in division, so they'll play them more.
Sure.
I get your point, yes. And so, I mean, does anybody think they're a great team? No. Are the bats going to fire up a little bit more? I don't think they can be this bad all season long. Yesterday as an exception, and maybe yesterday was the start of, hey, the bats are starting to warm up. But I also think that the, you know, when you use the term water finding its level, what do we think about the pitching for this team, the defense for this team, the margin for error for this team? You can't have, as we've seen, two games, back-to-back games that could have been wins for the Detroit Tigers were losses simply because of errors in the field. If they don't have those errors, if Spencer Torkelson 2 days ago doesn't kick the ball at first base, if Colt Keith doesn't have a back-to-back games where he has errors, like this is a team that should have won those games. So we could talk about games that maybe they shouldn't have won. We could also talk about games they should have won. And this is against the defending world champs.
Took one of three, right? And you could argue that, you know, the one they did, it was AJ pushing the right button and he goes to the pinch hitter late in the game. And some of this is why they score so many runs late in the game is you get the matchup you want. You set it up.
Yeah.
And then you get the matchup you want.
It's a manager that starts out with a lineup knowing that this is what I can go to because this is what I think they're going to go to.
You got the counterpunch, but you can't do that all game. You only have so many roster spots. You can't empty out the bench to get the run in the, you know, the second or the third inning, and then you got to run it the rest of the way. So there are some smoke and mirrors being utilized here by this baseball team, but it's 162 and you can't fake it. And I think what maybe is the most frustrating is the last two games were primarily on the defense.
Yeah.
And that had actually not been an issue. But it bothers me what happened in that eighth inning. The Barnum and Bailey routine, the circus act. Like, AJ defended what Baez did on the, where they tried to get the run down between second and third base. If he just throws to first, they get the out, you let the runner go to third, and now you're one out away. The next at bat is a ground ball in the infield. Torkelson has to try to go for two, and he's done this more now because he wants to end the inning. Well, you only need one if you make the routine play shortstop to first base on the previous at bat. So you take one mistake where you miss a tag and you don't get any outs, And then you compound it with Torque trying to be a hero, throwing a second when it's going to be a tight race anyway. There's no way you're getting the double play on the other side of things. You're forced to press a little bit because you didn't make the easy play with the Baez ground ball.
I was listening to the broadcast yesterday. Andy Dirk said it's a 100% time, a rundown in MLB.
Yeah.
So AJ defending it is sticking up for his player. We get that. We understand that and stuff. It's indefensible. You're supposed to, when you get a player in a rundown in Major League Baseball, anytime you don't get the out, you have failed.
Right, but I'm saying, why not just throw to first? Concede the runner goes from second to third.
I
know because, well, your pushback is you should get the tag. It's Major League Baseball.
My That's what Andy was saying.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing is, okay, great awareness by Javi Baez to make that play. And if you do make that play, and now you don't have a runner on second base, now you have a chance to turn two because you've got just a single runner on first.
Yeah, I think collectively what you guys are saying is exactly what we expected. I mean, they should have split this series. Okay, don't forget that's the defending World Series champions. I think they might go down as one of the most forgotten champions of all time.
Yeah.
You know, they're a good baseball team.
Yes.
Okay, people were looking at this record all season, and they're like ignoring a four-game series at home against Texas. The Tigers screwed up, and they should have split it. For me, this is very simple. If their cleanup hitter does not start providing what he's supposed to, which is power, they'll never get out of their own way, and they'll just keep sputtering here, which is what they're doing right now. But a lot of teams sputter 20 games into the season.
Yeah, and we're 19. You know, they'll go to Minnesota this weekend. Minnesota's sputtering. Be generous for the Twins to start the season.
What's going on in this division right now?
Yeah, the Royals. Royals are spending more money on their team than the Tigers, and the Royals have a better record than the Tigers. The Guardians, the cheap team in the division, is actually in first place. We knew this division was going to be weird. It wasn't going to be good. But I'll continue to go back to the Lions weren't going to win the NFC North because it was bad. The Lions won the North because they were good. The Wings weren't going to get in the playoffs just because the bubble was bad. They had to be just a little better. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the question for the Tigers. It's not going to be, well, the Guardians aren't good enough and the Royals aren't good enough. It's, are the Tigers good enough? And John, as we see here today, 10-9, they're above 500. I just don't know for how long.
Well, I would say when Skubal takes the mound, right, you kind of believe that that's a game where you got better odds to win.
Sure, but then I'd flip it and go anytime Maeda throws right now.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And then even when Reese Olson or Mize, you're looking at it going, well, I think we've got a really good chance to win these games. But when Maeda takes the mound, you're like, oh, man, I wonder how many innings is he going to actually be able to eat? What's going to be the deficit that Fajardo has to come in and defend? I mean, that's the concern. Flaherty hasn't been great. He actually has been able to eat some innings, but he has started off not great in the first couple of innings.
So Baez is not Scott Harris's fault. Deal that was signed before he took over, he just has to make the most of a lousy situation. Yeah. Kenta Maeda is one of his signings, and it wasn't a one-year deal. It was a two-year deal. And Kenta Maeda, I know he's a vet, and he may figure it out, but he doesn't have swing and miss. He throws like 89 to 92, and if the ball's up in the zone, it's leaving the ballpark, and that's what it did yesterday. And he's given up almost a run an inning through four starts this season.
Yeah, what's his ERA? Just above 7.
Yeah, I think it's like he's given up 15 runs in 17 and change. And I know people want to see Manning come up. I don't know at this point it would have made a difference because they've been running six-man rotations with the rainouts. But as the season goes, that's going to become a conversation. If Maeda, as a vet, doesn't find it, if he is washed up and you got to sit there and deal with this year and next year and figure out, like, okay, is there an injury? That's always how that works, right? A guy, it's got to be a finger issue or something mechanical, and then now we can make a
muscle strain.
Right, then Manning comes up. But that doesn't change the fact that your team president prioritized the two-year deal for Kenta Maeda, who does not look at all like the veteran presence you want to throw out there every fifth day right now.
No, and that's going to be the question, is how many times can they trot guys out to the mound thinking that they've got the advantage, and other times they're going to trot guys out there saying, we're going to have to hit really well today. We're going to have to score 6, 7, 8 runs. And then you look at your team and you go, I don't know we have that ability.
So what do you guys think? Is this a team that finishes above or below 500? They're one up right now. We thought they could be a couple up at the end of April. What have you seen from this baseball team to nudge you one way or the other? No one's saying you're planting a flag and you're declaring, you know, a final record on, what's today's date? April 19th. But through 19 games, what are you thinking?
I think they're a team that's going to bounce under .500 every once in a while. They'll spend some time there, and then they'll bounce back above .500. They're going to be 4-5 games above .500, and this is where remember what I said when they started off 5-0, like they're creating a cushion. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times where they're going to be able to create some cushion, and then it's going to slip away. And they're going to be right up. This is a team to me that I think finishes 82 or better.
Okay, so you think they ultimately end up on the
positive side. Yeah.
Well, that's fitting from you, right?
Yes, yes. I'm not the negative Nancy you are.
Okay.
Insert Mr. Goff.
But what you basically said is we're going to get to ask this question on May 19th, June 19th, July 19th, that they're going to kind of just right on the edge.
Have they shown anything other than that?
I'm not fighting you on it. I think it's just a good read as this is who they are. They're a team that's going to be right teeter-tottering back and forth. And yes, I do think they'll end up on the other side. I think they'll be about 78, 79 wins, just shy of a .500 record. And this was entirely predictable. It's not like they put their best foot forward to really go for it this season. They've put a lot on. We're going to get players developed. Colt Keith, I believe in the approach. Haven't seen it yet. Torkelson, a lot of people saw it at the end of last year. We haven't seen it yet. Look around at some of the younger bats on this team. I mean, this is the risk you run when you say we're going to throw a bunch of young guys out there in a sport that's predicated on failure. Tom, what do you think? Over, under 500?
We were talking on the fly here. I mean, Greg, they haven't played an ALA East team yet, have they?
No.
I mean, maybe that's your judgment. Because it certainly dictated what happened last year. Remember, it was a 7-25?
They had the Rays early in the season last year. Yeah. I believe the Red Sox
They get the
early.
Rays next week.
Yeah, they get the Rays next week. They've got Kansas City in division, who's currently ahead of them.
But this team was 18 games under .500 against AL East last year.
That buried
them. Was their kryptonite. It killed them. They were a good team besides that. Well, that's pretty – when you omit 32 games, it's pretty easy to do that, right? I don't know. Maybe that's the indicator. It's so hard to tell, guys. I think both of you are doing exactly what you said, you know, 24 days ago
right.
or whatever it was. You haven't moved – they've given you no reason to move away from what you initially thought. I actually agree. I think that's smart to do. The one thing goes back to – Torkelson has got to start providing power. Let's give him this weekend. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm very frustrated with him. He's not doing the number one thing he is here to do.
He is the worst player on the team. On a team that has Javi Baez, he's the worst player on the team. Now, that doesn't mean he will finish as the worst player on the team, but I will point out last year, he started slow and there were real hard conversations had, and people would push back saying at least he's hitting the ball hard. He's making hard contact. That's a good predictor, an indicator that you'll get a little more lift, you'll get more doubles, you'll hit more home runs, and he finished with 31. You cannot use those arguments this season. There is not the data that suggests he's hitting the ball hard. He's the king of pop-ups and ground outs. This is not the profile analytically does not suggest he's due for a breakout, and that becomes a much harsher conversation. 248-539-9797. We got some ticket texts coming in on the Lions uniforms. Some of your thoughts on our baseball team. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you want a beautiful lawn, you got to call Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. That number, 888-GET-GREEN. You can get more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. If you purchase a full lawn program right now, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 the ticket. But that's not all you get. You're also going to get a company that is going to come out and use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Each lawn is going to be assigned its own specialist, and they're going to send out certified applicators and arborists to perform a custom-tailored solution specifically for your yard and your home. And if you've struggled with crabgrass in the past, you got to take care of it now before you see it, because if you see it, it's going to be too late. They'll take care of all those issues right now. They're all fixable. So give them a call at 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worst player on the team? There must be crack in those cookies, reads the ticket text. Who's worse right now than Spencer Torkelson?
Well,
it's not Javi Baez.
It's a little bit of a snapshot because of the error and some of the issues that Spencer Torkelson has had in the field. We haven't seen that from Javi Baez yet this year. But
well, how about at the plate? One of them hits a home run, and it's not Torkelson.
Okay, so that's one at bat.
No, okay, but then let's look at the underlying power stats for Torkelson this season, and I'm telling you, it's not making the case that people think they're making.
So, right now, Javi Baez is batting 151. Spencer right. Torkelson, 211. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, is Javi's glove that much better than what you're getting from Torkelson? Because it's not at the bat. And, we saw yesterday some fastballs that Javi Baez was able to do some work with.
A couple doubles. This is not going to turn into me like hyping up Javi Baez. I'm just going to tell you, wins above replacement, Torque's the worst player on the team. And it's a guy who's a power hitter with no power, no underlying numbers that would suggest power is on its way, and he's making mistakes in the field. I mean, guys, I hope he works out, but let's not pretend that he's anything but the worst player on the team right now.
I think there's always going to be, right now, a competition between him and Javi. And the other thing, too, is I think they're still, in a snapshot in time, if you're taking into account what Javi did yesterday, and he's been opportunistic at times this year, which have led to some Tiger wins.
And Torque has been the opposite, runners in scoring position.
Right, he has not been opportunistic. But I would still say Javi Baez is the low bar. Now, it's not like Spencer Torkelson is jumping over that bar. He just isn't able to limbo underneath it right now.
Right. 248-539-9797. Some more ticket texters. Will this team be above or below 500? They're currently one game over. Says Colt Keith's hitting is now affecting his fielding. No idea why Scott Harris decided to anoint him. Can't miss without even bringing him up in September and see how he handled major league pitching.
Well, it's not like Scott Harris is the only guy to give a minor leaguer a contract, you know, a 7 or 8 year contract. It has happened before, and there's been times where it's been a success. There's been times where it's been a disaster, but there's parameters in place in the contract that benefit the player, benefit the team. And so and I think Colt Keith, I'm willing to give him plenty of time. I like his approach at the plate. And up until the last 2 days, he was making real solid play at second base. And make it some plays that I didn't think he could possibly make.
Yeah, if everybody thought his defense wasn't going to be very good, I actually think it's been better than people expected it to be. I think the issue is he just hasn't been rewarded. Speaking of no power, he hasn't really delivered much pop at the plate.
Right.
Guys, we just played the World Series champ, went toe-to-toe with him. I think that's a positive. No one thinks we're good yet. We'll be fine in the division. We'll take the next two or three series. Maeda is a problem, but Manning will fix that soon. So that's a vote for they'll be above 500. Texter says 81 games, plus or minus 5. Yeah, well, thanks for sitting the fence.
So, yeah, was that Stoney?
I think they are making the playoffs. Once the bats wake up, they might win a playoff. Okay, what are we doing? Might win a playoff series?
I love hearing Tom laugh in the background.
Why does the same guy make excuses for the players 100% of the time? Hard to listen anymore. MLB players should make the play every time. If not, they messed up, period. Let's not be overly positive about it.
Yeah, it's like McKinstry. I mean, that ground ball went right between his legs.
You're saying against Minnesota last weekend.
Those are ones that are should be 100% of the time.
Jim definitely has, yeah. It's something I just sit back and listen. You've definitely got a different tone or twang for the Tigers. Like, you really.
Especially with Scott Harris too. I mean,
you can tell there's two strikes. And I know the third one's not coming unless something catastrophic happens this year.
No, but like Maeda.
Because the third strike's got to be the big deal. Kenny Maeda's not going to be
the
third.
No, that's not going to be the third strike, but I bring it up because anybody who's like, you're too hard on him, well, here's another example of one of his guys, and it's like there's nobody worse in the rotation right now than his guy who's the third highest paid player on the team. Not Baez, not his fault. Maeda is, especially if he doesn't perk up.
It's just like when somebody suggests that they could win a playoff series. Okay, if things start to improve with some things, that's not off the table. You think that's just completely such a joke, and you've got this like tone. I guess maybe it's people refer to it as the smarm.
Yeah, that's what Mike says.
Very, very smarmy about the Detroit Tigers.
I can get that.
And
right.
I think you. I sense sort of. Yep, I was right.
Got a long way to go before I can do that
about the offseason.
So let me feed the beast just a little bit before we go to news. Because who are the two pitchers that he signed this year?
Flaherty and Maeda.
Who are the two worst pitchers on the staff?
Don't be negative.
Yeah, I know. I'm just feeding the beast. Yeah,
don't be negative. Don't be negative. We got texts coming in about the Lions jerseys. More on our baseball team. 802, Patrick Kane. He spoke about his future. The audio, I think, is very interesting. I want to know if you had the same takeaway that I did on Patrick Kane's future in the Motor City. Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, I'm going to start by talking about those new jerseys. So the Lions really embraced the leak of their new jersey. We all saw it hours before the big reveal was scheduled at Ford Field. Images of the jersey spread like wildfire on social media. Now, the team responded by tweeting out a video of Alee McNeil wearing one of the new jerseys and saying this. And then not long after that, they did tweet out a video of Jared Goff joking about how he should take a picture to leak on Twitter. So they embraced it. They had fun with it. And it does seem like maybe they knew about it because that was a pre-recorded video.
Yeah. I think they were just anticipating all possibilities.
They were ready.
They were ready, or conspiracy theory.
They knew it was going to happen and they were in on it.
Yeah, this was a little more.
More buzz. Let's start talking about it. Because you couldn't see the whole thing, right? They didn't reveal everything. They didn't reveal that new helmet.
If you're sitting there thinking about trying to create a conspiracy for a jersey reveal, hey, let's get back to focusing on the draft.
Let's talk a little bit more about the draft and what's going on besides the actual draft. So the sportswear brand Clutch Athletics by New Balance is going to have a pop-up shop open just in time for the draft. So it's going to open at 119 State Street. It's going to be open to the public on April 25th and the 26th during the NFL draft. And of course, it's going to feature Clutch Athletics by New Balance apparel. And they're going to have some Detroit themed customization options available as well. It's going to be fun. They're going to have a DJ there. It's like a little party, right? Yep. You can go shopping. There's other pop-ups available as well, including luxury locker room, Born in Detroit, and the NFL Draft Shop.
Cool.
So, I mean, there's so much to do if you're headed down there.
It's going
to
be a great scene.
It's going to be a wild scene because it's just to observe the amount of people.
Downtown?
It's funny. I don't know if I want anything to do with that. But at the same time, I do. Like, it's happening here in Detroit, in our city. I want to witness it.
And you don't know that you're ever going to get one again. I mean, so you want to cherish it. And I was looking crowd totals. Philly had 250,000. Kansas City had 300,000 last year. It's going to be big crowds.
It's going to be huge. You guys, Saturday, tomorrow is 420. And in celebration of marijuana's unofficial holiday, Jimmy John's is offering a deliciously dope dime bag promotion. Now, according to the restaurant, the promotion includes everything you need to celebrate, including this smoked ham sandwich with jalapeno ranch dressing and extra herbs, plus chips, a pickle spear, and a fudge brownie. And on top of that, customers will also get a specially branded rolling tray while supplies last, or it could, you know, it could just hold your chips or something else. But the Dimebag special is available for online orders only. $10, of course, with the promo code Dimebag.
It's creative.
It is. Yes. I mean, it's got our attention, so good for them.
It just gives me another excuse to smoke some meat.
There you have it.
Okay, John.
Caitlin Clark, you guys, is about to get paid in a major way, and it's not from the WNBA. We all know the salary she's going to make from them. According to reports, she's on the cusp of this massive 8-figure deal with Nike for her own signature shoe. And sources say that this deal is well beyond $10 million, and it's probably going to go above $20 million. So it's massive. She did also meet with some other big companies, Under Armour, Adidas, who also put out some sizable offers as well.
Yeah, listen, she was the ratings draw. I mean, she's the one that people recognize. That's the kind of partner you want to have if you're Nike.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously with Ruby being in travel basketball now and having the school team, they all want to have the same shoe. I bet there's going to be a lot of teams running around in Caitlin Clark's.
I think it's awesome. Good for her.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the jerseys back in black. How do you feel about the Lions' new look? It's 97.1. Back in black. The Lions going back in their past to an era that wasn't so good. Dan Campbell don't give a damn. Lions past doesn't define their future. They proved it. They don't care, and they look great. The black uniforms unveiled last night at Ford Field. If you were there, you saw them. If you have a phone, if you have the internet, social media, you have seen them. You have thoughts. John, I told you I wanted these back. I hated the gray pajamas. I loved that the blacks accentuated with the black lion on the helmet. I thought it's a really cool alternate. And you know how I know it's cool? It's not just cool because the Lions are winners. It's cool on its own.
It's certainly cool on its own. And when you look at everything that the Lions have done, whether it's with the uniforms, and Dan Campbell had, it's been revealed that when he came back as coach versus player,
he wore the black jerseys.
He wore the black jerseys. He told Rod Wood, when can we bring the black jerseys back? And Rod Wood told him, well, when you win the division.
This is the reward.
Yeah, they won the division, and now they get the black jerseys, which I think are awesome. I like the black on black, the black pants. Mm-hmm. I don't like the black with the blue pants. It's just visually for me, it does. I don't like it. I would prefer, you know, black jersey, black pants, black socks, black shoes, black gloves. Like, let's just all in on this.
I'm 100% with you. I prefer the black pants. I think you can get away with the blue pants because it's a blue helmet. I think it's the only thing that helps kind of tie it in together. And they said you can wear them two different ways. The rest of the jerseys, I've heard people say, oh, it's not different enough. Guys, look at a side-by-side.
I love the white numbers, too.
The white numbers pop on the home jerseys. A blue face mask, I love. I mean, subtle details. I think it looks really good.
I love that they have the, you know, the stenciled Detroit on the front of the white jerseys. It's the blue ones that will most frequently probably wear at home. You know, it's versus the black.
Yeah.
They're just a classic, clean look.
They cleaned up the stripes on the sleeves. They took the patch off the jersey. They put on the back of the helmet so it's less prominent. These are great. I think they look clean. And I think the black jerseys, the uniforms are cool. My wife looked at the black jerseys and she said, oh, it looks like the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like, these women, they don't understand fashion. It's so different. You have blue numbers on the Lions jersey, white on the Panthers. They have a teal, and it's around the collar and the sleeves, not the case for the Lions black jerseys. This is their own, and it's badass. 248-539-9797. We want to know what you guys think.
Well, we have our own style expert.
I would say that women know fashion very well.
It's sarcastic.
Yeah. I know it was. I understand that. I love it. I love the black jerseys. I would never compare it to another team because they don't follow other teams. So guess what? I just look at it on its own, and I love it. I think it's great. I like the subtle changes. When I first saw the reveal, not looking at the side-by-side, I thought, well, they didn't do a lot. I could tell instantly the sleeves were a little different. But when you look at them side-by-side, I definitely like the white numbers. They pop more. I think everything looks great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, as opposed to the silver, more really gray.
Yeah, it was gray.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Dwayne in Detroit, you can go in and give us your thoughts. You're on 97.1.
Don't like them.
Oh, no.
What?
I like tradition. I like when I watch the Packers and the Lions, I see that old Lion helmet. And when they were on the road, I hated that while wearing all white. I mean, I just like tradition. Like watching the Yankees and the Packers, I like seeing the, you know.
Oh,
I'm just going to enjoy the game. I don't like the uniforms.
Well, so when they're wearing the whites and the blues, all right, take the black out of it. Like, do you like the
don't
white?
Don't like it at all. No change. I didn't want no change. None. I wanted to keep it. Just, when I watch the Packers Lion game, just like that old Lion helmet, the old Packer. No.
But Dwayne,
yeah, but there's the subtleties are by definition subtle, and so like when I initially saw him, I kind of had to do the side by side before I even noticed some of the changes.
But Dwayne, you realize the jerseys they were wearing last year weren't the original Detroit Lions uniforms, yeah. Right?
Like I didn't like those. I didn't like none of the stuff they wore last year.
How traditional do you want to get?
Leather helmets.
What is your
like that Barry Sanders jersey that I wear, the one with the little gray in there. And also when they're on the road, wear their gray pants and their white
Dwayne.
Jerseys,
Dwayne.
All that all white. Oh, I didn't stand that.
Dwayne, those Barry Sanders jerseys.
I'm with you on the white on white. I don't like the white on white either.
See, and I do. But Dwayne, those Barry Sanders jerseys, those aren't traditional. Those are 90s. You want to be traditional, you got to go all the way back. 70s, 60s. You're not traditional, Dwayne.
Well, I like the 70s ones.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Dwayne, let me
none of the stuff I saw yesterday. None of it.
Did you like the helmet that they brought out last year? Because that's...
Nope.
Oh,
that's as old
that
school as you get.
Dwayne, do you like puppies or ice cream?
Huh?
Do you like puppies or ice cream?
Don't be sarcastic there. Come on.
Hi, Dwayne. I'm Jim. It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Appreciate you calling in. We'll do this
Thanks, man.
Good stuff. He doesn't like them.
We wanted to hear from those people who didn't like them.
I know.
And there you have it.
And you're going to get that. And I'm normally a guy, like, I don't like change. I don't like things different. This, to me, in the white jerseys, the blue jerseys, was very traditional to me, very clean. And then you throw in the, because everybody has it right now, just accept the fact that you're going to have a third choice for a uniform. And if you're going to have to choose, I like the black on black. I like the black Lion. I thought that they showed a little creativity in what they're doing.
Chris in Ypsilanti, what'd you think? You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I love these jerseys. So a few reasons. First, I love that it's a throwback to the 90s. It's a clean look, block letters. These are the jerseys that I grew up with. Love them. I love that they simplified the jerseys, got rid of the patches and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what everyone is sleeping on. The helmets. Both helmets are fire because of the little details. Are any of you guys car enthusiasts?
Oh, yeah.
Then John, you know that center striping, that's straight off of the Mustang. Go pull up a picture of a Ford Mustang S550, which is like the 2017 and 2024 Mustangs. That's straight off the car. I think it's so slick. That with the black stripes, the silver center line on the blue helmets and the black line, I think this is a win. And I think people are just, like, sleeping on the subtle details. These are fire. I love them.
Yeah. No, I agree with the stripe. I think with the white line down the middle, it makes it pop just like the white numbers on the jersey, the blue jerseys make it pop.
I didn't even realize the Mustang connection. But
yeah.
I think we were wondering, what's the Bronco connection? Because
mm-hmm.
they had teased that there was going to be a Ford Bronco,
theme
or involvement. Yeah. Is it just the block letters?
Yeah, I don't know. I
if you're a car person, please fill us in, like, if we're missing another subtle...
Well, I mean, I love my Bronco is my favorite vehicle of all time, the early model Bronco. And I'm not sure what the connection is. And at this point, I really don't care.
No, but I mean, it's cool to see, like, the level of thought that's put into the... That's all I mean by that.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, Dwayne is a get-off-my-lawn guy. The guy loves tradition. I'm going to go to work in my horse and buggy. That's Ted in Kalamazoo.
Come on. Hey, Dwayne's allowed to have his opinion.
I know, but I like giving it.
It's okay for him to not like it.
We give and get. I get plenty of flack on the ticket text. We'll give it out, too.
Yeah.
Says they should put the Thanksgiving TV game in black and white, signed Dwayne. Tradition. Sick of the Panthers talk. Their black came out in 2012. If anything, they copied our OG black uniforms. I love the Detroit on the front.
Yeah.
So the black jerseys that Detroit wore were 05 to 07, the Millen era. They went 15-33 in those seasons. And that means absolutely nothing to Dan Campbell. It should mean absolutely nothing to you. They've put the past in the past. They're not doing SOL and what about this? And this reminds me of losing. This becomes synonymous with winning. The jerseys they were wearing were synonymous with the changes they made under Patricia and Quinn. This is the Campbell era. Your reactions to it. 248-539-9797. 802, Patrick Kane. He spoke yesterday about his future. Locker room cleanout, exit interviews. Did you take out of it what I took out of it? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you're going to need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. It's whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. You can visit abrahamandrose.com today or give them a call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, 97.1. Patrick Kane's future in Detroit. He spoke about it. Did you have the same read I did? We'll get to it top of the hour. We're talking Lions uniforms, ticket ticks, phones. I think a lot of people love them. We do want to hear from you, though, if you don't like them either, and explain it. Is it the black jerseys you don't like? Is it you don't feel like they did enough? That's been some of the pushback, too. Ah, they kind of look mostly the same.
It's like math class. If you don't like it, show your work. Like, let us know why. We've laid out all of the reasons why we like the black helmets. We like the blue face mask. We like the stripe, the black lion on the, paired with the black uniform. And, you know, what is it if you don't, it's okay. What is it that you don't like about it?
Yeah, I love that the blue face mask for the home and road jerseys, I think it pops. I think it's better. The white numbers at home pop clean. They cleaned up the sleeves. The base uniform they're going to wear 80% of the time looks really good. The alternate is where you're going to get big opinions. I like the black. I didn't like the all gray. I thought they looked like pajamas. I thought they were blah, bland, and boring. These are anything but. And they're going to rub some people the wrong way. Some people don't like the black from Lions history. Some people just don't like this black uniform combination. I like black jerseys in all sports. I think they look cool. They're not a primary for the Lions. But I don't know, John, are they going to wear them like 2-3 times next season? That'll be great. A primetime game?
Yeah.
Be great.
I mean, Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, you talk about primetime games. They get a Monday night game they wear it, a Thursday night game. You know, are they going to kick the season off in a special way? I mean, who knows? But what I do, and here's what I like about the blue home jersey. It's very basic. It almost has a minimalistic approach to it where it doesn't have, like, the black jersey has the Lions above the number in the front. The away jersey has Detroit. I mean, you don't need it, obviously, when you're playing at home. Hello, you're in Detroit. But it's very basic. And I just like that they took the Lions colors, and that's all that's there. It's the white numbers with a little bit of the silver on the outside, and then the Honolulu blue jersey. They cleaned up the sleeves. It just looks very clean.
Texter says, didn't initially like the uniforms when they were leaked. But when I saw them in totality, when they were officially unveiled, I really liked them. They seemed to pop. I'm not a big fan of the black, but once I saw the pants and the helmet, it all tied in together. One quirky issue, though, the pinholes in the numbers. They look kind of odd and a little cheesy as a standalone. Maybe I'll get used to it. That's Troy in Grand Rapids. We haven't talked about that. The little dots inside the numbers.
Yeah, got to breathe.
I don't love them. I don't hate them. I think they're fine. The little holes in the little dots in the jersey.
Yeah, there's holes in the jersey.
Yeah. But you know what he's talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ticket text. Oh, by the way, he said the unveiling and the leaking and all that stuff. I do think the Lions benefited from the leak because they were so on their game with social media, because they had the McNeil ready, the video ready, they had the Goff thing ready in the hopper. If it gets leaked, we're going to use it to be savvy and funny and confirm it, by the way, but still know that there's more to come tonight and no one's going to turn their car around on the road and not go to the event. You're going there to party, celebrate, be excited about football. I've seen some pushback today, like, really, all this talk for jerseys? Are you new here? This is the NFL. Everything is big in the NFL. We're going to have a draft in Detroit, which, if we were really honest about what a draft is, it's guys' names being read on television, and it's going to draw millions of eyeballs. It's going to draw hundreds of thousands of people to hear names read off a sheet of paper. They're going to do a schedule release in the next month? And people are going to flock to a TV to watch the schedule unveil. We're going to spend time, not because we want to, because everybody wants to. Fans want to talk about the upcoming schedule. The combine. Guys are running, 40 yards in a straight line, and it's televised, and people eat it up. Of course the jerseys are a conversation today. Let's get to, is this Renee and Warren? You're on 97.1.
Well, good morning. I don't like the black. I'm a season holder for years and years and years, and I look for energy. Energy doesn't come from black. To me, it's very boring, very blah. If I'm going to go to the game, I want to see everybody running around. Honolulu blue and white are our normal colors. It promotes energy, and that's what I want to see in my team, which I have seen. But putting it in black, it turns me off to it.
So energy, it's a good point. But what would your reaction be if I told you people really like the black jerseys? They're excited. They're buying them. They're going to wear them. They're probably going to be pretty loud and excited. Doesn't that bring energy to a stadium too?
No. I think the person that likes it is you. I don't think if you're asking an overall that the whole team, they don't have choices. I get that. But we're fans. I want to see it going up and down. I don't want to see the black. I think the black is just going to turn me off.
It's just me. All right, Renee, we take it under advisement. Good stuff. Appreciate your phone call this morning.
She pointed right at you.
That's you.
It's just
flag.
You.
Flag. Flag. That was unfair criticism of Costa. I mean, he is smarmy about the Tigers, especially.
We'll read some of those,
John too. John likes the black uniforms, too, people, but let's attack Jim.
Hold on. I'm being attacked for liking something. I like something, and I'm the bad guy.
See?
Everybody likes it. No, it's just you.
It's just me with a stash of black jerseys in a closet. Nobody else.
You.
Renee, we love you. Couple more ticket texts. 248-539-9797. You can't stop laughing.
That's so great.
John, a lot of people are asking, what about last year's Mustang helmet? I don't know the answer to this. Is it still in rotation if they want it to be?
So I thought, and I've been trying to do some research on this since we've gotten those questions, that you were allowed to have three helmets. But everything I've been able to see is that you're only allowed two. So in 2022, after restricting teams to get to just one helmet design for player safety reasons for over a decade, the NFL loosened the restrictions to allow teams to bring back alternate helmets starting in 2022. And then it goes on to say two.
I don't know that we have clarity. I don't want to give people the wrong answer.
I don't have the...
Would you be sad if those were
I'm leaning to... Yeah, I would. I liked them. And I kind of think they would look cool with the black uniforms, black on black, with that, with the mat, like, so the new ones with the black lion are glossy. And I like them. I'm not saying I have a problem with that. The ones from last year with the elongated lion, the throwback to bygone eras, is a matte finish. And I thought it looked sweet.
Texter says, I love the new look, especially in black. See? Gives me a great excuse to pick up a new one with St. Brown on the back. Another Take a Texture says, this is now the best helmet in sports, Reese in Kalamazoo. Talking about the blue helmet with the black lion on it. Texture says, I've been a season ticket holder since 1975. I love the uniforms, all of them. Renee should get with Dwayne. Let's sign Jeff. Dwayne was our other skeptic this hour.
You,
can we isolate that?
I think she was actually like pointing, you know, at if she was driving or if she was this in her home. Like she was actually, when she said you, she used the offhand that wasn't holding the phone. She was pointing at you physically.
You know,
that was like your wife blaming you for something that's kind of minor. I think she has some other issues with you.
Probably.
Like other opinions.
Oh, I'm sure she does. You know, it's one of those things they tell you when you go into radio. People can tell when you're smiling. Right, like you can tell even when you can't see someone if you're listening. You can tell when someone's pointing to, and she was definitely pointing when she said that. We're going to get to Patrick Kane's comments, his future in Detroit. And guys, 8:35, the debut of a brand new segment on the show. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.